Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name's Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself, Kelly Ward, and Patricia Eltinge available tonight to answer your relationship questions. Dr. Allen is off with her grandson today, so she'll be back with her talk, A Little Pearls of Wisdom, next week. And for everybody out there, the call-in number for the show tonight is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create a win-win situation in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Currently, we have next year, 2024, we'll be having some drop-in ladies groups. And if you want information on dream interpretation or life scripts, please contact me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Kelly Ward and Patricia Eltinge. Do you want to say hello to the audience, ladies?
Hello, Patricia's here.
Hello, it's Kelly.
And we will be, Kelly and Patricia have been trained like myself by Dr. Pat Allen to teach Dr. Pat Allen's training effective communication tools. So hopefully we'll get some callers. Again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Sam will call you up back at that number. Please make sure you pick up to be connected to the show. So ladies, do you have anything you want to share before our calls come in?
I just want to say that one of my ladies got engaged to be married over Christmas. So exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful.
To her.
Yeah, she's been using the tools and, you know, he did it. He popped the big question on Christmas morning.
Oh, was it very nice. Surprise for her?
It was a surprise. She was not sure that he was going to, although they had discussed marriage previously, but she wasn't sure when it was going to happen. So it was very exciting, very surprising. And he managed to pull off the big surprise.
Do they have a date set for their wedding?
They do. They do. They set the date for next Christmas.
So. Oh, that's One year
yep.
Engagement, as Dr. Allen says, you don't know anybody for one full year.
Yeah, so they made the decision. They'd been dating 14 months, and so he popped the question. They decided to do the wedding on the engagement date, which gives them time, and they've already picked a venue, and the venue had the date, so they were really lucky, because, you know, getting a venue sometimes is pretty rugged.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's great. Congratulations to them. Patricia,
yeah.
news on your ladies or anything that's going on in your world?
Oh, it's been a busy, busy week for me. The holidays are always a busy time for people with their anxieties, with family and holiday stuff. So I was on call all through the holidays and helping people peel them off the ceiling. And mind you, it was a full moon and the holidays and Mercury in retrograde, as people seem to acknowledge. And that's what's been going on.
That's true. I just had an enjoyable Christmas with my family. Nothing spectacular. All of my ladies, I had a group today. They all did a check-in. Everything went well. So everybody's doing very, very well. A lot of my ladies are in relationships and working through to do the best they can to stay feminine, which is great. It's a couple of hi-bye letters to some ladies, and they want to send hi-byes to guys that they dated in the past because now they realized how they pushed the men away. So I gave them an outline, and I'm working with them. So anybody out there that wants information on what our services are, please feel free to reach out, and I'd be happy to help you and guide you, see what's best for you to fulfill your communication. Hold on. You're on the call here. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay. So, hello. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Yeah.
My friend wants to take a break. And I went roller skating on Tuesday night. We were supposed to go to the movies, and he said he needed to rest because of all the running around that he did. I met his oldest daughter's family, her mother, her mother's husband, her aunties, cousins, brothers, sisters, on Christmas evening. And so that was Monday. And Tuesday, we were supposed to go to the movie. And then he said he needed to rest, and I went roller skating. That's my hobby. He knows about it. So when he called, I wasn't home. And I didn't get in until 12, and he said, I'll talk to you tonight or tomorrow. So I called him the next morning, and I could tell from the tightness in his voice that he had some feelings about me going roller skating. He said, I will call you later. I'm going to fix breakfast. So around 3:30, he called, and he told me that he had some feelings about me roller skating, and we just talked about a whole bunch of stuff, like trust. He said he has trust issues. I said, I do too. But I'm willing to, work on mine. I'm better than I used to be. And it's still work to be done for myself. And he bought me, it's just so much. He bought me a Christmas gift of diamond stud earrings. And he said that he didn't expect to spend that much. And he wished he had talked about it with me about what we were going to buy each other. He didn't like my gift. I gave him a car cover because he mentioned he had a car cover. He said he didn't like it, but it was functional. I offered to take it back and get him what he wanted. He likes polo clothing, so to get him something polo, but he said that was okay. He said he felt like he was getting too emotional, and that the skating thing, his feelings about me roller skating had to do with jealousy. He felt unbalanced. He needed, maybe we should go to see each other instead of every weekend, every other weekend. I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can give you my input and then we'll.
Go ahead. Toss ahead, Sue. Let's hear it.
This is kind of normal for men. They get very attached to you, and then they have to pull away to evaluate it. This is 8 weeks. Okay. Just go with the flow. And my suggestion is don't be mad with them. Just appreciate. Thank you for sharing. Don't try to teach, preach, bitch, or moan about what he's saying. Just say thank you for sharing. Don't start analyzing it or talking to him about how he needs to change or what you'll do better, because then you're forcing something. He will come back. What's your intake, Patricia?
I think that's wonderful that you what you said, because he got scared that you would abandon him. He has abandonment issues, it seems to me, as you've spoken of before. You both have trust issues. So he has a fear of abandonment. And so what you want to do is assure him that you're not going anywhere and you will follow his lead, as Sue said. So you will follow his lead if that makes him, if that's what he wants. But just let him know that's not what you would want, but you're willing to follow his lead.
Okay.
Anything from you to add into that, Kelly?
I 100% agree with that. I feel that he, you know, the holidays are an emotional time. And if he already has jealousy issues and you have every right to go roller skating and all of that kind of thing, but that's his thing. It's not, you don't have to own that. I mean, it's his to own. So I would just give it the time. It's just, I think he's just needs the time. He bought a pretty, what did you say your gift was from him?
quarter carat diamond stud earrings.
That's a big commitment. That, I will add to that.
That's a big commitment, yeah.
That when men give, and the more they give, the more they are committed. So he gave, when he is investing, when a man is investing in you, he's showing his amount, the amount of love. So you took it and loved it, and he got scared. So that he, like Sue said, he needed to pull back and reevaluate his scared feelings.
And sometimes what they do is they self-sabotage by when he said he didn't like your gift, that's to try and get you to be mad so that you'd be the bad guy to leave him. And then he gets to say, see, I knew she was going to leave me.
And I might add that it's a volatile time. As Kelly mentioned, the holidays, people's emotions are volatile, and even the police station recognizes that the full moon, there are more crimes, more incidents during the full moon, and it has been a full moon.
Okay.
Emotions are exacerbated, and you just be patient. And this is the time when we, when he does come back, we discuss in chapter 14 of Dr. Pat's book, is time, space, money, and play. We need to discuss all the areas of life, which is time spent, my time, your time, our time with others. So these are issues that can be negotiated. You don't dump somebody because of they like to go roller skating. So we need to discuss it. It's a discussion, not a a reason for leaving. Or so that's when you say you'd like to talk about time with each other, my time, your time, and our time.
Okay. I agree with that. I think it was just employing an excuse. Yeah, I think Sue's dead on with that. He got scared. He got scared, so he pulled back. I think it's just time. Just time, yeah. And you just being wonderful when he calls. Just be like, oh, hello, and be happy. You don't be like a sad sack because...
Don't punish him for pulling back is what we're saying.
Act as if everything is normal. You act as if.
Right. Okay. So everything you ladies said, I thought, and we ended on a really good note. I offered to take the car cover back and get what he wanted. And he said that was okay. Okay. So I'm just trying to think. You know, he said he had trust issues. I said that. Okay. So, yeah, I was really sad, but I understood. And he said, you know, you sound so feminine and soft when I'm telling you this.
He was waiting to. They also test us to see if we're going to be a banshee, a bitch. So yeah. You didn't. You just took it as he was saying it, and you were absorbing it. You didn't react in a bitchy way. So I commend you for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You acted like a lady, and you're just following his lead.
Right. Okay.
Politely. So ladylike.
Yes. And so he said he would call me in a couple of days. So what I thought that meant was whenever he calls is whenever he calls. And like you all said, I'm just still be pleasant and nice and happy to hear from him.
Because when he calls, yes.
Patient, passive, and receptive.
When he calls, say, oh, you know, so great to hear from you. I miss you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss you. Okay. I love hearing your voice.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You just want to reinforce that you want him to come back, but not, you know, you don't want to bitch and moan about it, but you want to let him know you're excited when he does call you so he can desensitize and start trusting you that you're not there to abandon him.
And that roller skating doesn't mean you're leaving. You're still there.
Yes. And you did say about me roller skating, and he goes dancing. He's been dancing quite a few times since we've been together, and I didn't know until he told me later, you know, that he went dancing, and he asked me how I felt about it, and I said, well, you know, we're not in a committed relationship. We haven't talked commitment, so you have a right to do what you want to do. And then he asked me, like, how was I able to separate my feelings from, you know, the activities that we do on our own? And I just went back to that about us not having a commitment. So,
well, somewhere in there, you should be asking him, are you asking me to be committed to you? Somewhere you need to drop the hanky to see if he wants a commitment.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he's waiting for you. It's like you're both sitting there wanting the other one to say the let's get together, but you're waiting for him to say it, and he might be waiting for you to lead into it.
And you can say, I'm looking forward to someday being in a committed relationship with either you or somebody where we discuss our playtime and how we spend our time with us and other people.
Okay.
Because he may not know you're that invested in him.
Right.
If you're roller skating, he might think that you're just out dating. I don't hear anywhere where you're saying you'd like to be in a committed relationship, getting to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not.
Even though I said that, he said, you know, you have my heart. I'm not going to tell you how much you have. And so I was like, well, you have mine. You're not in it by yourself. So I've said those things, but you're saying I'm not being more specific?
It's not, that's my, have my heart. That's not the whole, that's the less than the abridged version of what we want you to say.
Okay, I'm writing it down. I'm looking forward to getting.
To being. I really am looking forward to being someday in a fully committed relationship, either with you or somebody who wants to go the distance with me.
Okay.
That way it signals him that you're flagging him or something else.
You're ready.
Okay.
Because I think he's a little gun shy and he wants you to push it. He's waiting for you to push the commitment and you're waiting for him. So you're both sitting there waiting for the other one to make the commitment. Hey, let's get into a relationship.
But you're going to do it in this feminine backdoor way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wrote, I'm looking forward to being someday in a fully committed relationship with you.
Someday
soon. In a committed relationship with you or someone?
Hopefully with you.
Hopefully with you or someone someday.
Hopefully with you or someone someday. Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to go the distance?
That'll flush him out what you're looking for. And if he wants to be it, he'll step up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of flushing it out of him.
You're going to bring it to the surface.
Yes, you're bringing it to the surface. So somebody makes the decision. You're both floundering, floating.
That's right.
Okay. Nobody minds reads. We haven't been able to mind read yet, but the other person.
No, we don't teach mind reading because that's that's a slippery slope in itself.
Right. Okay. All right. So I have this other issue. I'm not going to bring it up with him, but I just wanted to get your lady's opinion, thoughts. So when we go, when I was with his daughter, there was a young lady, she was in her 20s, who had a little baby with his daughter's brother. So what I've noticed over the last 4 months is that there are men who look at women, and I know men are visual, they like looking at women. But I've dated men who do it respectfully, he seems to be one of those guys who don't know how to do that. That he's like constantly looking at a woman or women and the same woman over and over again, like he wants to just knock her down and have sex with her right there in the middle of the restaurant.
So he's clumsy. It's okay. He's just clumsy. The ones that are better at that are actually sometimes more dangerous because they're more practiced. He's just being clumsy. He's a man. He has eyeballs, and that's what they do. Just give him a slider on that one.
Okay, so how do I? Because now it brings up my issues of as a more mature woman of being undesirable and.
Well, that's when you call one of us and you do some work on your own self-esteem and do your personal work. So you call Sue at the office and make an appointment to do some work on yourself and your issues.
Okay. Well, I think that's it.
That's enough. We don't want to overload you with too much information.
Yes, but what you were saying was what I had been thinking and, you know, just following his lead and all that good stuff. But the dialogue, I'm looking forward to being someday soon in a fully committed relationship, hopefully with you or someone someday who wants to go the distance with me.
Good girl. Very good.
Okay. I think that's it, ladies.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year!
Thank you. Keep us posted. We'll be back next week.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye. Okay. Happy New Year.
Bye bye.
If anybody out there wants to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. We're looking forward to taking your call. What did you think about? What do you think about the last caller there, ladies?
Well, I think that, you know, it's rugged for her a little bit because he.
Your call has been forwarded to.
He pulled back on her, but I'm not that shocked by it. I'm really not that shocked.
Anybody out there wants to call in? 323.
Oh, somebody, you're on the call. You have to turn your radio off.
Turn the background noise off.
We're hearing our double feed from before. You're on the air live with Patricia, Kelly, and myself. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Thank you, ladies. I have a question for Patricia.
Okay.
I was in a marriage for 23 years. And I had to file for divorce because what was happening because of the verbal abuse, I ended up getting sick and ending in the hospital because it affected my body. So anyway, so that was, 8 months ago. And so now the divorce is going to be final next week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my friends are saying, let's go out. We'll celebrate, raise the glass. Mm-hmm. It works, mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I don't feel like celebrating.
Of course not. You're going to mourn. Sad. You have a right to mourn the loss of some dream you once had. You know what's right. interesting? Even though women who've been in abusive situations, they oftentimes come back. Maybe you lasted longer than you probably should have, since you say here that you ended up in the hospital. We sometimes don't know when to throw in the towel and call it quits. But finally, you did. And there's a wonderful book I'll tell the listeners out there by Gabor Mate called When the Body Says No. And it's a book to pay attention to your body. And when your body is falling apart, and you have to listen to it. And it sounds like you did. And you finally did what you had to do to survive. And as much as we try to keep relate people in relationships, if there's anything salvageable, sometimes they aren't salvageable. And there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to everything. And you came to the end. And now you're going to mourn something you once had, which is very natural. You are having right. natural feelings of mourning. I imagine you married him. Am I right? You married him because it seemed like a good deal at the time, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And, mm-hmm. you know, I would say it was great up until, you know, the last 7 years. That's mm-hmm. when it started to go down the drain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if anything, I should have made a statement then. I should have had the courage, you know what, I'm going to just go stay with my daughter for 6 months mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. rather than
break down and nearly die and end up in the hospital.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we want to, I want to commend you for saving your life and just making that decision to put yourself first. A lot of women don't put themselves first. And they that way you have chosen to survive. So right. you will go through feelings like ebb and flow through your feelings of sadness. And then there'll be times when you say, phew, thank God I got out of that one. And it right. will go up and down because it's a death. It's experiencing the death of an era. 23 years is right. a long time. So right. you will mourn it, and it's and naturally so. Right. You're in an okay right now, place.
Yeah, right now my commitment is to take care of myself and be committed to me, and you know what's best for me. Everything from mental, physical, and spiritually.
How's so. That sound to you, ladies?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to take care of herself.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Don't right. be, take care of yourself, make yourself happy. And then if you want to get into a relationship again, you'll be in a good state of mind to pick a great, good man.
You'll be right. clear and it sounds to me like you stayed longer than you should have for your own health and well-being. And you, but by chance, do you think you have some codependency issues?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I have to go to one of those codependency.
Well, that's forums. A wonderful, that's a one, Codependence Anonymous is a wonderful place for ladies to come back and understand their part in it. And
right.
There's books on that, Codependent No More. There's another little book out there, you know, this series for dummies. There's Codependence for Dummies, and part of and it's great. There's a how to not yeah. Recognize what you do to get involved in these situations. So, but in the meantime, you're healing. You will be healing for some time, and your emotions will go up and down, right, Sue?
That's correct. They will. That's
well, I've learned a lot, and I think the main thing I learned is not to give my power away. By saying that, what I have to understand is, what is my power? Who am I?
Your potency, we like to call it.
I have to love myself.
Yes.
So I have to fall in love with me.
So absolutely.
I can take care of myself.
Yes.
Right.
Care of yourself and attract a different type of person this time, because you will grow from the, hopefully this is every relationship we're in is a lesson for us, and hopefully we get the lesson is the point, so that we don't have to repeat that lesson. We will have a different lesson, but each relationship is a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I love your program. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Keep us posted how you're doing throughout this journey.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Yeah, that's not every relationship goes forever. There is no forever anyway. Either somebody dies or sometimes it's not salvageable. And then you have to, now they have something called conscious separation. Oh, you have somebody there.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, you're on the call. Hi, can we answer? We'll take your question. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And my question is, I actually got engaged also this weekend.
Okay. Congratulations.
My boyfriend, and thank you. Yeah, I was in Sue's group this morning as well.
Okay. I thought it was you. Back. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me.
I didn't spend a lot of time with everybody, so it's all flushed out.
I just thought of a question, so.
Okay. Go ahead.
So my question is, he engaged me, but the part that I'm kind of perplexed about is that he hasn't said, I love you yet. And I haven't said it either, because Pat's always said that they should say it first. At least that's what I understood. So I haven't said it to him, but I do love him and I know he loves me, but he hasn't actually verbalized that. He's not a very verbal person either.
Some people have that different love language is what I would suggest. Patricia, do you have a different answer for that?
Well, you can almost indicate that you love him by your tones, gestures, and postures, which is being cuddly, a touch him on the, kiss him on the back of the neck. You can indicate that you love him by your actions, and that's how we get them to say
do.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear it, and I actually would love to say it, because I want to say it a lot, but I don't say it because it hasn't been said yet, and I was kind of waiting for him to.
That's okay. You're going to be patient, patient, passive, and receptive in that one.
So, in other words, there isn't anything I should do to prompt it. I should just allow him to say it first.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, okay. His actions.
I thought that was.
Yeah, his actions are saying how much he loves you. If he's willing to be engaged and take care of you and move forward, some people, the love language, it's gifts. And what they can do for you, that it's not verbal all the time.
Right. And I gathered that, but it was just kind of like, seemed a little.
You're going to be accepting of his love language is what Sue is means. Everyone has, and you're just, right now you're in the place where you just accept him the way he is.
Right. And that's what I'm working on doing. As of trying to be in my feminine with him as much as I can. So, I guess I wanted to hear your ladies' opinion on that. And I should just keep doing what I'm doing and let him say that first, or I should just say it because that's how I feel. But
I don't know of anything why you can, but I do know that some people, if they didn't have people, family members saying, I love you throughout their childhood, they don't know how to say it when they grow up. So it isn't maybe that he, it's not familiar for him to say, I love you. He does it in other ways because maybe it wasn't something that was said a lot.
I'm learning, I'm accepting him how he is, but he's also just a very quiet, reserved person. He doesn't talk a lot. So a lot of times we're just in silence together and I'm not either.
Well, if you're engaged, you can give him in a note sometime. It'll be incrementally desensitizing him to the words, and you can write him a little love note sometime, a little card thanking him for, did he give you a Christmas gift or something?
Well, yes, he gave me the ring.
The ring, and then you can write him a little note and say how much you love the ring and him for giving it to you.
Yes, I mean, should I just write that in the note or not say it verbally and just see if he...
You can say it verbally if you want to, but either way, if you want to write a note just to incrementally desensitize him to reading those words first and then hearing them later, that would be appropriate.
That's a good point. That's a good idea.
That would be appropriate and not as scary maybe for him since he's not used to it.
Yeah, I think he's just maybe scared to say it or he...
He doesn't have that... He didn't have that input as a kid probably.
Perhaps. Okay. And then sometimes when we're, like I was saying, he's very quiet and reserved. So I'm usually like the one who asks him how his day was and how he's doing. And he sometimes asks me, but is there any, I just sometimes don't know what to talk about with him. And sometimes we just don't talk, which is fine, I don't talk.
You don't have to talk.
I just tell my ladies just to talk about what you did today. Like, you know, you went out with your girlfriend.
No, how you felt about what you did today.
Right. Okay. So just talk about how I feel in the moment and how I'm feeling in the day and just see how he responds and what he did rather than me.
If you went out with your girlfriends, tell them about what a fun day you had. Just talk about the fun things that you did that day.
Got it. Okay.
Or scary if something
I'm
happened.
Working on like it.
If there was a scary car incident or the traffic was terrible, you can say, oh, the traffic was terrible and it got me nervous. Anytime you talk about your own feelings, you're coming from your feminine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's very cherishing. Like he's very, he listens and he allows me to express myself without, so I like that. It's just be nice hear what's going on in his head sometimes, but
we can't ask for more, better, or different. He's doing the best he can, and if about 51% valuable, he's a keeper. We all want to redesign our men, just leave them the way they are.
The other thought that I've had is like, well, he never compliments me or says, but he gives me gifts and he hugs me and treats me nice. So I'm like, how he treats me. It's not necessarily he's going to say you're beautiful or
that could
like
be his love language too. It sounds like he's not a verbal person. He's more of the gift.
No, he's not.
So he's just not a verbal one. Would you rather have compliments or gifts?
Gifts probably.
Okay. So you got a guy that you like. He got you a ring. He gives you gifts. Okay. So, but those are all shows that
secret.
He loves you.
My grandparents were married for 67 years, and in the time that I was alive during the time that they were married, I never once heard them give each other a compliment or say, I love you. It just wasn't the way they worked, but Grandpa would plant a garden and bring in the fresh vegetables that he grew for Grandma, and she'd make his favorite cinnamon rolls and biscuits, and I never heard him verbalize it. But they were together for 67 years. And if that isn't love, I don't know what is.
Right. Totally. That helps me reframe my thoughts because sometimes I just start thinking, I dressed up nice and didn't say anything about it. Or, those things come into my mind. I don't ever say it. But is there something wrong? But no. Then I look at the way he treats me and I say, well, I like that. I don't have a problem with him.
Most women would love to
get create one
ring after a couple of months of dating.
Excellent. Anyway, good work. Well done. And we're really happy for you.
Call us back if you want more updates. You're in a very sensitive time now. You got engaged, so it's going to be a little scary for you, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's me. Are you guys?
Oh, it is cutting out. I think on your end.
Cutting out, but
yeah. I just said, keep us posted. It might be, you know, we'll keep you on track. We don't want you to bomb this.
So I will. I'll keep you posted. I don't want to bomb.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, it was kind of cutting in and out. I think she heard bits and pieces of us. Yeah. Oh, I think somebody else is on. You're on the air with Patricia, Kelly, and Sue. Can we take a question? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I have a question for Patricia.
Okay.
I wanted to ask for the negotiation phase. Since it's 3 months, if we are to bring up because they're not bringing up, do we just bring up every, like, here and there saying, do you have time to talk about something? And then we say we'd like to talk about how we spend our time in the future.
Well, we have a system, and you can find it in Dr. Pat's book, Getting to I Do. Do you have that book?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in chapter 14, she lays it out where we talk about time, space, money, and play. And if you want to sit down and talk about all of those things at once, you can. But if it's one issue at a time, you can do it that way too. But all those eventually need to be discussed so that you cut off at the pass bickering and arguing with each other. Because if you negotiate each area, time, for instance, my time, how I spend my time alone, how you spend your time alone, how we spend our time together, and time with other people. So you discuss time. If time is the issue, you want to discuss that time. And then people don't get pissed that, oh, the guy goes golfing. Well, you go golfing, and you're taking time away from me. Well, if that's what the guy does, or if you... one of the ladies likes to roller skate once a week. So she roller skates. You negotiate that in the conversation, what each of you like to do separately, together, and with others. And the same thing goes with money and space, my space, your space. Are you living together?
No.
You know, you're not living together. Okay, well, eventually, so right now you talk about time spent. Or maybe you wanted, do you have money issues that you're discussing together?
No, we haven't discussed anything. I feel like if we were to discuss, it kind of sounds like very serious and not fun.
Are you in a relationship with him? Are you exclusive with him at this time?
Oh, not yet.
Well, then that's, yes.
Yeah, you can't be talking about this then.
Yeah, that's, what is the issue you want to talk about then?
Okay, so we don't discuss this beforehand.
Not until you are going to be in a committed relationship and really potentially living together or getting it marrying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for sure, if you start living with someone, you want to do this, because when you're living under one roof, those things need to be discussed.
Oh, okay.
So you're just dating him. Are you dating him with others?
Yes.
Okay, so you date men until one wants to be in a relationship with you, committed, and then you want to be in a committed relationship with him, and then you negotiate building together. Then you do the time, space, money, and play as you're building. Usually that's about three to 6 months.
Yeah.
When you're compatible and you're getting ready to be engaged.
You're getting ready to partner with them. And then those are the partnering issues.
Yeah. You're still in the getting to know phase. You're just watching to see if he's a good candidate for you.
Okay. Thank you. And then I had another question for communication at work. So say if we are managing others, and I feel like sometimes I get into my feminine at work and I try to think about their feelings. So when I'm trying to give instruction, they will interject and give me a lot of thoughts and opinions on their things. And sometimes I allow it, but then it's very counterproductive because I don't want them to get distracted with other things just yet. So how would I go about that?
Well, if they're telling you their thoughts, that's masculine. It is thought to, thinking, it's logic. So they're telling you their logical side and you're talking to them in your feminine.
At work? At work,
everybody's masculine. So when they're telling you their thoughts, they're in their masculine, which is what is a good place to be at work.
But then how do we not go into conflict? Because, for example, if I have five tasks for them and I'm trying to explain each of the five, and then even when I'm explaining the second one, they start giving all these additional things that they're thinking about. But then I feel like they're getting distracted.
Well, you're getting distracted because they're just being male. They're just trying to get the job done and they're trying to find the shortcuts.
Oh, or I feel like they're trying to add new things, but I want them to just do the five things first.
Then you stated, if you're the lead person, you state what you want. Everybody at work in a business situation, but if you are their superior, you state how you want it.
You can do the stroke and stand, I appreciate
your input. However, this is what I want done. Stroke them on their input.
Perfect.
That's valuable.
Perfect.
And then say, I appreciate all your extra input, but this is what I want. A, B, C, D.
Okay, got it.
Will you do this?
And then you say, will you do this? That's the contract. That's the close of the contract. Verbal contract.
Thank you for your input. Thank you for your input, but I would like to do this. Will you do this? Okay. Got it.
Yes. You have to stroke them their ideas, suggestions, and all the other, because that's work. They're in their male mode. Wanting to get the work done, probably at an easier way or more information for you.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I feel like when I'm talking to females that I'm leading them, I feel uncomfortable, like giving off an image that I'm so masculine. I feel almost domineering too over them, which I don't like.
I don't hear masculine in you at all right now.
It's okay to be masculine at work. You can be fully masculine at work. And it's not domineering. It's just stating the way you want things if you're their superior. And if you're discussing things with people who have equal status, then you still state what your ideas are. Everybody states what they want and you negotiate. But if you are the lead person in this team, then you state the way you want it to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that they're getting hurt.
Dr. Allen says potency in your communication. If you're wishy-washy, they pick up on it and they take the ball and turn it around to tell you what to do. You've got to be assertive enough and stand strong on what you want and what you don't want and say it in a way that they can hear it and respect you. Because you're the leader at work.
Okay, that's good. Because yes, they're also definitely trying to seduce me, so they could have like a longer deadline or whatever.
Well, but you're taking their energy, and you feel guilty for them. So that's that's on you. They're just doing what they want to manipulate somebody that they feel doesn't hold their ground very strong.
If you can't, a line that Dr. Allen always said was, if you can't handle witnessing someone else's hurt feelings, then you're going to have to hurt yourself.
Yes.
This is really, really good advice. Thank you.
And remember this, don't ever use the terminology "I would like." You want it done. You're masculine at work. If you say "I would like," you expect that they won't be doing it.
Yes.
So it's like Dr. Allen gives the example of somebody who says, "I want to buy your car and I would like to buy your car." Who's buying the car? The one that says, "I want."
That's the potent. Yeah.
So if you want something done, you must use those potent words and not the wishy-washy. "I would really like this." "No, I don't really like it. I really want it. Do it."
Okay.
You can't really be friends with people that are under you at work. You can't. You have to be firm.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll call back.
Okay, caller. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, ladies. It's that wrap-up hour. We had some good callers. I appreciate it. If you missed us, Remember, we'll be back next Thursday. We'd love to have your call next week. Do you ladies want to say goodbye to the audience?
We do. Love you, everybody. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and tune in for us to listen to us next week. We'll be back here at LA
On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.